changed in so many ways, and I think they've all been for the better. You know, when we started, Bay State Bike Week started as a way to encourage people to commute by bicycle to work, and it still is that. We started out with about a handful of events, fewer than 10, and it's since grown to over 45 events with over 1,400 people participating in communities throughout the Pioneer Valley. It's also, in that time, grown to statewide. It's now a partnership between Pioneer Valley Planning Commission, the Massachusetts DOT, and Mass Bike. And there are actually events now from the Berkshires all the way to Cape Cod.
What are some of the highlights of the Bike Week events?
Well, there's a lot of different things for everyone, no matter what type of rider you are. So unless you, whether you live in like Lycra spandex, or you're just a casual rider that likes to get out occasionally on the trail, there's something for you. So we have maintenance workshops in case your bicycle has been sitting in the garage for a little too long, or there's bike safety rodeos for children where they can learn to ride safer and better. We also have some longer distance rides, like a long distance ride starting in Westfield through the Berkshires.
Is there any estimate on the number of people who actually bike to work, who actually commute by bicycle?
There are, and in terms of commuting, the numbers are growing, but they are still relatively low, and that's definitely something we're working on. In Hampshire County, for example, there has been an increase of a few hundred in the last 5 or 10 years. I would say the number, it could still improve quite a bit, but there's definitely people that are bicycling to work.
Well, what can be done to improve the numbers?
Well, there's a lot of things, and the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission and I work hard to do that. Bay State Bike Week, I think, is a great component of changing kind of the culture and improving the awareness of bicycling. I think education about the benefits of bicycling is a key component to improving how many people are bicycling. For instance, it promotes exercise, it saves money on gas for people, it's good for the environment, and I think increasing the awareness that people have about these benefits is a real key component.
Springfield just last year opened its first bike lane on a city street. When can we expect to see more bike lanes in Springfield?
Definitely. So in addition to that bike lane, the city is currently looking at incorporating bike lanes into future repaving projects that are ongoing. The city is also currently developing a bicycle and pedestrian plan that will lay out a network of complete streets. Basically, a complete street is a street that accommodates all users, so public transit, pedestrians, cyclists, and motorists. And they're laying out a system of streets that will be conducive to bicycling and walking.
In Boston and some other cities, bike share or bike rental programs have been enormously successful. Any chance that we'll see that come to Western Massachusetts?
There's a definite possibility of that. In fact, the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission is currently working with several municipalities in the region and colleges as well to investigate the feasibility of a bike share program and determine exactly what form it should take. There's a few different models out there that we're looking at. There's some models that allow for longer-term rentals, some that are more short-term rental focus, like Hubway in Boston, and we're working with Amherst, Northampton, Springfield, and Holyoke currently to investigate that.
People who want to find out more about Bike Week or more about bicycling opportunities in general, where can they go for information?
Absolutely. So the best website for Bike Week would be www.baystatebikeweek.org, and that it lists all the events that are happening during Bike Week, and also has some great resources for learning more about bicycling in the region.